Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. I'm Pastor Stephen Palmer, and for this edition of Word Made Flesh, we're once again with the women at our Women and Children's Center. Good morning, women. How are we doing?
Morning.
Good morning. Ooh,
right eye and bushy tail on this fourth Sunday of Lent. Gotta love that. All right, if you may recall, last week we spoke a little bit about hope. And Lent's the time to reconnect with that. And we put it in the context of sometimes we got to go through some hardships, right? Some sufferings that lead to hope. And when we're going through the hardships, oftentimes we may see hope vanish. Right? This week, I want to play on that a little bit, on the word expectation and how it leads to hope. All right? So, to start us off, I'm going to read from the book of Revelation, right, chapter 21, verses 3 and 4. Okay. And it says, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them, they will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away.'" Initial thoughts in the context of expectation.
I don't know why, but I don't like the sound of that.
Which part?
The everything's going to die part.
Well, okay. Yeah, I mean, we can talk about the mortality death, right? But let's be honest, right? If there's going to be some changes in our world, we may need some cultural death. Some things may have to die. If you're suffering from like addiction and you want to become clean and sober, that addiction has to die, right? And there's a lot of things in our own lives, right? If I'm selfish, all right. Well, if I want to become selfless, selfishness has to die. If I want to get married, my singleness dies. So we have death, right?
Oh, we it's think, like it, Death of a Bachelor by Panic at the Disco.
So it's, we live in Michigan, so we get, quasi four seasons. And, we're looking out the windows and there's still no leaves, although I've seen some buds on trees, but, leaves aren't there yet, so spring isn't quite here. Seen some robins and the birds are coming back, so there you go. We have the expectation of spring.
Until we get snow again.
Well, yeah, it's been known to snow, but that's in April, and that's Michigan. But so in this time, if we're talking about how do you recreate something anew, sometimes things have to die to make certain things better. That kind of context, all right? So I don't want you to get too morbid on me, okay? You don't have to start panicking about that.
I'm an anxious person. I can't help it.
But I want you to think, can a man or a woman, right, really live creatively in the present if there's no expectation of a future? I mean, for our listening audience, we have a couple of our ladies here who are with child. Hmm? Now, I don't want to be too presumptuous, but I'm going to presume, all right, that somewhere between day zero and 9 months later, right, there must be some expectation of a future, or why give birth? if you get up and you go to work, there must be some expectation of the remuneration, right? Being paid, compensation. Right? You see where I'm going with this? So can we function at all, and particularly in a creative manner, with no hope of a future? And if there's no hope of a future, then there's no expectation. And if we don't have any of that, then there's no joy.
Especially if you're hopeful and joyful in your hopes, and you expect positive things to come, chances of those positive things coming to you are that much greater, because you're putting your energy, hopes like the law of attraction, right?
Sure, yeah.
And so you make it happen.
Yeah. And last week we talked a lot about like our sufferings, our hardships. So when we're going through those, if we go through those without an expectation of getting out of them to where there's that hope, right? Then we just, what happens to us, right? We become overwhelmed, unproductive, huh?
You're stuck.
Yeah.
It's depression.
Things like that, right?
And that's what I have.
Well, we look into our world and there's so many distractions. That sometimes I think we easily, that expectation of a better future just kind of fades away. And we get caught up in the immediate now, not having any expectation for the hopefulness of the future, of which John, the writer for Revelation, is speaking about. Right? That there's this time, right? God, and here's the thing, God is among us. Not God will be, God is. And unless we can really discipline ourselves in a very profound way to be able to see that, right? And sometimes for some people that's, all right, it's neutral, you know? I think I was telling some of you before we went on the air, I was sitting at my desk and this week and a cardinal came up and just perched straight down outside my desk window and just started like pecking on the window. And I'm like, oh, you want to have a little conversation?
So, angry cardinal.
It was.
He wants no, words.
I didn't get any impression that he or she was angry or whatever. But, you know, you sit there and you go and you just marvel because for a moment it took me away from all, if you want to call it, the stressful activities of the business day. For those brief 30 seconds or whatever, right? Because then they fly away and all that stuff. And part of me is like, where'd they go? All right. Sometimes we catch those glimpses of God's presence among us, right? In a random act of kindness. Right? Certainly in birth, the whole concept of new life, right? What else? I mean,
yeah, if you're not the one giving birth.
Well, stop and think. So, we always talk about that. I mean, you know, Paul talks about, you know, there's pain in childbearing, but there is joy that comes after.
For a moment.
And isn't, I was going to say, it may be part of that is I've been carrying this for 9 months. I'm so glad, you know, it's over. There's nothing wrong with being kind of selfies that way, but there is, you know, just this creative beauty in all that, along with the immense responsibility of like, oh my gosh, now I have to parent.
You get to lay on your stomach again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can lay on my side now.
Lay on your stomach. Oh, you feel some relief.
No more back pain.
And so as we're going. Okay, well.
I can lift more than 25 pounds.
Yeah. Pregnancy is quite the.
I don't know. You're supposed to exercise. I used to move furniture, stove.
Yeah,
that's a workout for me.
Yeah, and so whatever you're doing through. And so whatever we're doing during your pregnancy, right? I mean, I want us to come back to this idea that somehow there's this expectation, right, that gives us hope in a future. And some of us that have been around for a while, we're going, oh my gosh, you know. And I'm sure every generation says, you know, I mean, I would say, I remember when I was a kid, you know, we left the front door was unlocked and the cars were unlocked, the bike's out in the front yard, and you just ran wherever, right? And it's a different world.
I'm just tired of living through historical events.
You know, when our kids grow up, they're going to say, well, it's a different way. And that's what I mean, it's generational. But that doesn't make it any less true, right? But somehow, you know, we keep saying, well, then we have a hope and a future. Right? And I want to tie that into what we did last weekend. You know, if you're going through hardships, sometimes we just need to take that deep breath, pause, and start focusing on what we're expecting in the future. That expectation. I know, you know, your time with us is short term in the grand scale of things, and it should be a time of preparation for that particular thing. Whatever you're expecting in your future, we want to stand alongside and help with. And so, this being a time of Lent where we do some internal reflection, it's an opportunity to go, yeah. Have I lost connection with that? Now, from our perspective of faith, that ultimate expectation is, in a sense, that new creation. Right? It's remit of the suffering. It's remit of the pain, and even death. Right? All those things that can kind of overwhelm us so much that we lose that focus on expecting that hopeful future. Make sense? Yeah. Any other closing thoughts?
I'm just tired of living through historical events, man.
Life goes on.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies. We certainly appreciate you joining us on this week's edition of Made Worth Flesh. And before we depart, God is good.
All the time.
All the time?
God is good.
There we go. Amen. Thank you. We look forward to seeing you next week. Until then, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.